Talk delivered on the occasion of Basant Celebrations 2005, printed in Bodhiyanti Parasparam, Volume 4, Chapter 20, titled Proper Motivation.
Celebrations of the Grand Master, Sri Ramchandra Ji Maharaj of Fatehgarh, UP, India. The study and practice of the natural path is extremely beneficial and useful, because in general all the goodness of human life and all of the ability within the context of human life actually benefit others and affect others in a positive way. We had occasion to talk about this in certain detail yesterday. The great master revived Pranahuti and offered us the services of the Special Personality. There cannot be a better way of loving the entire humanity, and we are indebted forever in repaying the same with all-consuming love and service to the Divine. The purpose of human life is to realize its nature, and our beloved Master has laid the methods and principles to achieve the same. We know that the genetic code of any healthy organization is to have the purpose and principle clearly understood, articulated, and commonly shared. We have over the decade proved to ourselves, by holding the purpose and principles in common, that we can dispense with the hierarchy of command and control. Our group knows how to behave in accordance with them, and we are doing it in many creative ways, and we are now a set of people who are holding a vital, living set of beliefs propounded and enunciated by our beloved Master. We are fully conscious of the role of Pranahuti and are trying our best to prove the claims of the Master that his method is effective, less time-consuming and efficient. It is well known that as long as the followers of the way hold regular and frequent assemblies, in harmony, they may be expected to prosper and not decline. I am happy to find that such is our fortune, and may this last long till the entire humanity is covered under the Master's canopy. This auspicious day is another occasion we are utilizing to express our gratitude and love to the Master and share our knowledge gained through practical sadhana in a spirit of cooperation and harmony, and we have fully the grace of the Master. According to the custom in our path, offering prayer to the great Master and expressing our gratitude to our beloved Master Sri Ramchandra Ji Maharaj of Shahjahanpur, UP, India, precedes our daily practice. There are essentially three aspects to our sadhana. We should have proper motivation. B, we need to maintain proper posture. And C, adopt correct and effective techniques of meditation that leads us to our goal. We have had several occasions to share our knowledge